With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton. 18 years ago, Maryland was gripped by the Fisteria crisis. Governor Paris Glendening closed off parts of three Eastern Shore rivers because of reports that a toxic microorganism, Fisteria, was causing fish kills and memory loss in watermen. Washington Post headlines warned of the cell from hell. Panic drove down sales of Chesapeake Bay seafood. The source of the outbreak? Manure from Eastern Shore poultry farms that fed toxic algal blooms. In the nearly two decades since then, the manure runoff problem has continued and even worsened. But no more fish kills or illnesses have been attributed to Fisteria, which seemed to vanish as inexplicably as it arrived. So what happened? Was Fisteria just a bad dream? There is growing evidence that the Fisteria frenzy was a case of scientific error that triggered an overreaction by government, journalists, and consumers. The research of Alan Place, a biochemist with the University of Maryland Center for Environmental Science, has concluded the state government blamed the wrong organism for the 1997 fish kills. Place said his investigation points to a different microorganism called Carlodinium. Carlo is an algae that is quite common every summer in the bay, but doesn't pose any threat to human health besides skin irritation. Carlodinium can be found even today in the waters of Baltimore's Inner Harbor near Professor Place's lab.
So we're next to the Coast Guard Contertani in one of the slips next to our building, basically. And this kind of greenish, kind of pea colored, and it's not that intense yet, is usually our full indication of Carlodinium.
He explains that Carlodinium and Fisteria are very similar looking one-celled organisms, tiny balls with whip-like tails, and they are easily confused under a microscope. But Play said his research shows that Fisteria, despite its killer reputation, does not produce toxins.
For many reasons, I don't think Fisteria has the capacity in nature to kill fish. It will eat dead and dying fish, dead and dying anything.
Place's conclusions are not accepted by the originator of the Fisteria theory, Joanne Burkholter, a professor at North Carolina State University. She still maintains that Fisteria did cause at least some of the fish kills in 1997. What triggered the human illnesses, however, remains mysterious. A study funded by the National Institutes of Health from 1999 to 2002 found that Fisteria is actually common in the bay's waters, but harmless to people. Carlodinium, by contrast, is a well-known producer of toxins and has been the cause of numerous fish kills since 1997, although, again, no sicknesses in humans. Pat Glibert is a University of Maryland biologist.
We know that Carlodinium is a fish killer. We know that Carlodinium may have contributed to fish kills that were observed in 1997. It's certainly an organism of great concern in the bay.
Carlodinium blooms in the bay increased sixfold from fewer than 5 a year to more than 30 a year between 2003 and 2008, according to Glibert's research. This increase is likely to continue as warmer waters and more nitrogen and phosphorus pollution combine to breed more harmful algal blooms. Also on the rise are algae called mahogany tide, whose blooms have doubled in the bay over the last 20 years. So Fisteria turned out to be not the cell from hell and not even a big deal. But nitrogen and phosphorus pollution, including from poultry manure, is causing a multiplication of toxic algal blooms of other species. And the increases of these other harmful algae provide more than enough reason to require steep reductions in pollution. With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project.